Friday morning. Joining us now in our studios here the last Friday of 2018, it's Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Todd Bornhauser. Good morning, Todd.
How are you doing? Good morning, Jeff. It's great to be here. It's early.
Early?
Yes.
No, it's not early. Man, I've been up for 3 hours.
I know you have.
I'm on my second pot of coffee, Todd. Nothing early about it.
I'm about ready
for my midday nap.
Yeah.
Hey, the year is coming to a close. 2018 has been an eventful year in Northfield and really around the world. But you have you've got some announcements to make. Each year the chamber picks their business and business person of the year, and this year you have done that as well.
Well, yes, I have, Jeff. And you, before we went on air, you said you have the winners, right? And I've been touting it all morning. And so I guess to be the smart aleck I am, I'd say, gee, I don't have any winners, but I do. I do.
Tell us first of all about the process that you go through to pick this winner. It's not just you; there are people involved with this.
Yeah, if it was me, I'd be driving a Bentley, I think, today. But really, we solicit nominations from our chamber members, and we ask for them to, starting late in November, to get those submitted into us. And then at our December chamber board meeting, we will go through all of those nominations and discuss and do a couple votes. And then the board will select the business of the year. And then on the business person of the year, we actually bring in the past award winners, and we wine and dine them, and they kind of go through that same process again. We'll look at the names that have been nominated. They also have the opportunity to add some another name or names to the list if they want to do so. And then we'll go through some voting processes, and then they will select the business person of the year. And then on the Ambassador of the Year, that one's a little bit easier. That one's really based on points that they earn throughout the year at attending events and other things. And so that one's a little bit easier to cut and dry. We don't have to have a voting process on that.
All right. Now that we know the process, let's get to the winners.
So
our, to make the announcement.
Our 2019 Business of the Year is Aurora Pharmaceuticals. And, the award recognizes a business in the Northfield area that has chamber and community involvement contributions along with expansion or business growth, renovation or redevelopment, new job creation, new employer and or facility, and has not been selected in the past 10 years. So Aurora has never been selected as Business of the Year.
Wow. They have expanded once again this year?
And then in the process of doing that in 2019-2020, so that got approval late this fall for their, I don't know what it is, their third or fourth expansion onto their facility. We know that, they started in 2014 with 3 employees, so to think of where they are today is pretty remarkable. And I think for a lot of people it's off of Highway 3. It sits behind the Cannon Valley Veterinary Clinic and store, and I think what many people don't maybe recognize or realize that it's there. And it's one of those high-tech type industries, manufacturing of pharmaceuticals for animals, and they've done just a tremendous job. And the dollars that need to be invested in making pharmaceuticals, it's just as stringent, if not more, than manufacturing drugs or food and for humans. And so a great story.
Yeah, remarkable success, a hometown success story. That is the type of development and investment you just love to see, from people who are local here and have been doing business in Northfield for many years, expanding just right here right here in infill and downtown.
Absolutely. So very, very exciting. And, they've got a couple other projects that they're involved with as well. And so we're just really, really excited to add them to the list of businesses of the year. And 2019 will be, I think it's the 50th year, 1969. if my math is correct. Mm-hmm. You can do that in your head quickly while I'm talking. But 1969 was the first business of the year, and that was actually Right Way Packaging.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice celebration for this upcoming annual dinner to be celebrating that 50 year.
All right.
79, 89, 90.
Yeah, that
okay,
sounds
good.
Like 50 to me.
Yeah, I got my math on my fingers. All right. And then the 2019 Business Person of the Year is Chris Canelli of Northfield Construction. And, Chris has been, obviously, since he's, purchased Northfield Construction from Ray Cox in 2012, has been, extremely dynamic in the community, not only within the chamber, but also other things that he's involved with, running talent with numerous organizations, including the Chamber, the Laura Baker Services, sat on president of the YMCA board, very involved in youth sports. I think he was extremely involved in the Civic Center
mm-hmm.
Arena vote this past fall. But just really himself and then his company all get involved in many different activities and organizations throughout the community. And a lot of the development, the commercial development that you've seen over the last 2 years has a Northfield Construction sign on it. So, very, very deserving and awarding. We had actually a couple different individuals that nominated Chris for this award. So.
Yeah, boy, that is certainly no controversy there. Boy, he has done so much work, and not, as you'd mentioned, not only with Northfield, but with different civic organizations. He and his wife were recently recognized by Laura Baker Services at their annual gala for the efforts that they've put forth, not only this year, but in prior years. And, of course, you'd mentioned the hockey arena, very big in that, and very big on, of course, just one of the business leaders here in town. So congratulations to Chris. That was certainly earned.
I've really enjoyed working with Chris, and he's been helpful on some issues and is willing to speak, stand up and speak, and, especially at council meetings when on issues concerning the Division Street road reconstruction and some of the impacts that they were going to feel from the business community. And, sometimes that's difficult to do when you need to stand up before council and voice your opinion.
So, mm-hmm.
And so we appreciate that, but sponsorship activities and just the activities throughout that he's been involved with and that his staff has been involved with too has been tremendous.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate that. And both Chris and Aurora Pharmaceuticals, wonderful business leaders within the Northfield community.
Absolutely.
So, thank
absolutely.
You. And we're looking forward to the banquet.
Yeah, and then our 2019 Ambassador of the Year is Lynn Ziegler with Ziggy's. So Lynn, along with her husband Pat and son Andrew, own and operate Ziggy's, the gas station, the convenience store, and bait shop. I always have to add that in there as well. But Lynn has compiled the most points and activities done for the Chamber of Ambassadors this year, so she will be awarded as well.
All right.
Awarded, nominated, recognized.
Recognized.
That's the word
there
I'm looking for. So, and again, the banquet will be on Thursday, January 31st at the Grand Event Center. The cost to attend is $40. It's open for members and non-members. And you can go onto the Chamber website and start making those reservations, or you can call us at the office, and Jane will be happy to do that for you.
Boy, looking forward to it already.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Lynn. That was well-deserved. I know she has really taken the time to become becoming a chamber member a few years ago with the purchase of Ziggy's, and she's really dedicated a lot of time and effort to that.
And she's really involved with, not only with the chamber, but also DJJD and the rodeo. Mm-hmm. Has understood that importance of being involved within the community and those the paybacks that you receive from doing that. So
all right, well, Todd, thank you so much for coming in today. We're going to have you back to talk about maybe 2019 and what's coming up, and what's coming up for Todd Bornhauser as well, because 2019 will bring a change in your life, a big change in your life.
Absolutely, Jeff. We'd be happy to looking forward to coming back and talking about that and the successes that we've had over the chamber over the last 4 years, and so really excited about its growth and its potential and where it's going. So,
all right. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff. Now I can go back to sleep.
Todd Bornhauser, Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President.